The year was 1978. My father was on his way back home from a business trip to where we were living in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Along the way, he stopped and bought my mother a small gift, a little figurine of a lamb. You see, she loved Psalm 23 and she loved sheep. And he didn't know it at the time, but he was giving himself a gift at the same time. Because two things happened. Number one, my dad kept buying my mom lambs in every imaginable form over decades to come, including a live little lamb once for her birthday. The second thing that happened is my dad began a spiritual search of the 23rd Psalm that continues to this day. He is now an expert in sheep and shepherding, and he even used to speak and teach groups around town. He is a self-proclaimed lambologist. Now, even though our tradition is saturated in sheep and shepherding references and images, we know very little about it. Think about all those references, from Christmas Eve with the shepherds keeping watch over their flock by night, the fact that the word pastor even means shepherd, and many of our early images of Jesus portray him as a shepherd, and Jesus telling many parables of sheep and shepherding, and he called himself the Good Shepherd. Even with all that, we just don't know that much about sheep and shepherding, but we do know the Good Shepherd. And as we understand the relationship between the shepherd and the sheep, we better understand our relationship with God. So join us this Sunday as our worship series on the 23rd Psalm continues. I'm John Ross, and these are your 2 Good Minutes.